Hi, my name is Kate.
And I'm Rachel.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Feast,
Sheath,
and Shatter.
Okay.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? Tuning in to hear these three chatting about fantasy, novels of the spicy variety. Not your average book club if you know what I mean. Are you happy to see us or is that a dagger? It's Feast, Sheath, Shatter.
It's a good week for us.
Yeah.
We just read the best book.
Yeah.
You guys, it's really good. It's another Kimberly Lemming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And its title is
That Time I Got Drunk and Yeeted a Love Potion at a Werewolf.
And it was so good.
It was so good.
I want to be their best friend.
I like Felix.
I loved him in the first one.
I love that he's literally a golden retriever.
Literally a golden. That is the color of his wolf fur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be their best friends. I said it the last time. This is a continuation. This is the second book in the series. There's a third one, which we might get to at some point. But
yeah.
I want to be their friends. I want to live in this universe. I liked this book better than the last because we didn't have to sit around and wait.
Yeah, no.
We did not have to wait.
We're not waiting
she's
2 weeks.
No, okay.
Yeah.
No, I can't take it. All right.
Yeah.
well, it'll save your life.
And plan B it is.
Okay, she talks about dubious consent, right? Yeah. Which is they're not in their right mind or something. So, he gets
a love potion.
This is about Bree, who we met in our first book. Bree is the cheesemaker.
Cheesemonger. Yeah.
She grew up next to the Hot Peppers.
Her brother is Gouda.
Yeah. She doesn't have a great relationship with family. There's not a lot of familial intimacy. I just did it at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we meet Bree.
I showed up with some orcs and they just gave me the paperwork.
It was so funny. This book was so funny.
Bree is funny and I love her. Y'all, she just reads smut and makes cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, the life. Is a reader of. Mm-hmm. I actually want Rachel to. Do you have the physical copy of it?
No, I just have the Kindle copy.
No, but the words. I mean the words. You have the words?
With me?
Yeah.
I can pull it up on my phone.
Yeah, I want you to read this one part, and we'll pause it for a second while we find it.
Okay, sorry. This line is from chapter 2.
Not chapter 5.
Rejected Princess was one of the craziest series I'd ever gotten into. The plot lines were filled with ridiculous angst, cheesy lines about true love and sex, and made a point to shove in every possible trope it could. But damn, if I didn't eat up that 15-book series like it was my job.
Yeah, that is the life that I lead. Mm-hmm. And it resonated.
I feel like this was a romance book written for people who like
romance books. Yeah. Romanticies.
Right, because Bree is us.
Bree didn't fuck around either. Like,
no.
I don't need to play hard to get. I'm 41.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm over
the handsome ass, hard to look at, he's so attractive werewolf.
He is lactose intolerant.
Yeah. That is funny.
Even though she's a cheesemaker.
Yeah.
That was cute.
He ate it and then he got bubble gut and had to leave.
Yeah.
That is love.
That is love.
And he... You know, if a man, this is like an instruction manual, really, for a romantic girly or a book girl or just any human who reads fantasy books that happen to have a lot of smut in them. But he's just like, I know what you like because I can see your alpha werewolf books.
Yeah.
You know, he like really, it's just so.
He gets a manual on how to please human women.
Yes.
Is it true? Is this true? True.
I love how they all the demon are reading it.
Yeah.
Because the demons in this book are actually the only good dudes. Because every time we come across a human male, they're
the bad guys.
Like the reason she has the love potion is because that guy tries to give her a
love potion.
Because
he wants her money.
Tries to drug her.
Yeah.
And she talks about how bad his credit is. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But he wants her money. She's like, he never liked me until I got this plot of land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she chucks it at him and he ducks and then it hits Felix.
Felix.
Yeah. And he will die if they don't have sex. And so she's
and
like,
that
yeah,
is he'll die. Heroism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She takes one for the team.
Add rubble. Like...
Ruffle. I do like her momentary reluctance of like, are you really saying yes? And he's like, I am. Like, I can tell I am.
And I love that he knows. And I'm so grateful that he is sure. And that came. Oops. I just flipped the mic completely around.
You were just really into it.
I was so into it.
You were
ready
to talk about the tentacle scene.
Oh, I love that. I love that, and I didn't know
it. Yeah, we get tentacle.
We
get butt stuff in this book.
There is butt stuff.
Yeah.
We get tentacle sex.
We do.
Yeah.
On
I mean, the whole thing, I know.
Yeah, because she's trying to break the love spell.
Not expecting that.
I gave you shadow tentacles.
I imagine if, because I feel like when you read a bunch of these books, right, and you're always just a little bit more ready for something like that in real life to happen. You know, because it's not far-fetched. You read about it 4 or 5 times a week.
Right.
You know? So you are, and then I related to that on the level that you don't find often in books. Yeah, it's just like with, you know, Nesta, like you're just 4 pages away from that happening to you in real life.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expect my Cassian to walk in any moment.
Yeah. Yes. And I just would just be so, I would just be so open to it.
I'm open.
Completely open.
Universe. Yeah. I am open.
When the Kraken arms grow from the floor, you know?
Yeah. And then he's like, well, I got this to work with. And she's like, I don't hate this.
Because she is also prepared because she reads crap like this all the time.
Yeah. The part where he goes over to Dante, who's the love interest in the third book.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, like, do you guys have the male contraceptive?
The Baron Ruin.
The Baron Rune. Baron Rune. Speaking of rune.
And he's like, he's like, oh, fuck, it hurts.
Actually, this is a really great moment. Speaking of rune, Hannah, why don't you go ahead and hand her that?
Oh, no.
This is what I received on top of my gift box for the Crescent City read.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm going to open it.
It's so great.
I screamed.
I need you to put
it. It's even, squishy.
Yeah.
And, like, screamed on it.
It is so
good. She painted the tattoos on there.
Yeah. So what we're looking at is a, like, it's basically Rune Dannon's severed hand.
Yes. Well, I will take a picture.
Please do. Please make sure it's on Instagram so that people can see it. Yeah. Such a good.
Thank you for bringing that into my life today.
Yeah. Straight
Kate FaceTimed me the other day and my child is like playing with the hand in the background. She's like, what is that?
Why?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, it's
it was totally necessary.
Yeah,
100%.
Everybody needs that. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how funny it is.
Yeah, it's freaking hilarious.
It really is. It wouldn't have been funny if he didn't get his arm back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but Kimberly Lemming.
Kimberly Lemming. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how he keeps going to the Storm Dragon. Everyone's like, don't do that. Because he's like,
leave him alone.
Like he's napping. And he's like, can you help me? And Dante's like, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to eat you. And then his text is always in bold. Like Dante's words are always bolded when he's in the dragon form.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's like,
See, I just assumed he was in his dragon form, but I don't remember them saying that he was.
Anytime he's napping on the beach, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the way he was creating his little,
because our delightful lesbian centaur goes with him and is like, I just want to see you get eaten. Like, and he's like, okay, fine, you can bring me pie.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, take 3 lemon meringues,
like pie. And he's like, yeah. She banned demons with horns from her store, so he can't go in and get pie.
Why?
Because somebody knocked over a lantern, like somebody with a horn accidentally knocked a lantern over. And so she was like, no more horns in the
shop.
That's it.
That's so unkind.
I know. Well, he likes the pies.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
I know. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
I love how his brother, his orc brother.
Yeah, because he was adopted.
Yeah. Is in love with the bartender.
Yeah.
The barkeep. And
Sunshine
she's just.
Or Sunny?
Sunbeam.
Sunbeam.
Sunbeam. Okay.
And Sunbeam is so stoic and so like.
He's like.
I can just imagine this like tall, broody woman. I picture her as. What's that lady's name? That played Brienne of Tarth. You know what I'm talking about?
Good one.
Tall.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know. I call her Sir Brienne.
Yeah. Sir Brienne.
Pretty sure that's her real name.
I think it is too. Anyways, I picture her like that. Just like, even like, why are you talking to me? Yeah. And then he's just like, another golden retriever. All the demons are such sweet gentlemen. And
I love that.
When the humans show up at their boat and they're like, where are all the women? They're like, we would never, women are so valuable.
Yeah. Why would we harm a woman?
Why would we ever hurt any of them?
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, they're the good guys.
Yeah. Because they've like parked, they're like all living on their houseboat.
Yeah.
In the harbor.
Yes.
And trying to settle
in their house motel.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah, and they're all trying to figure out women because that's like they don't have enough women.
So they want to marry a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dream.
Yeah.
It's the dream.
The dream is
to
find a woman that loves you.
I love this universe.
Me too. And the snacks and the cheese.
Such good snacks.
Such good snacks.
And she describes herself as a woman of weight.
She's
like, I'm a woman
she
of
is.
Weight.
Yeah. She is.
Because we meet the sword, which may be my favorite character.
Love, of all time.
Love Alexa.
Of all
Alexa.
Time.
Yeah, Alexa, Alexa the sword.
And I do want to say this small thing to all of the authors, writers, creators out there. Please do not use the name Alexis, Alexa, Alexol in your
Siri.
Books. Because my phone and my Alexa at home were freaking out. But I also could just use headphones. So you do what you want.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be part of the joke.
Yeah. Is that she is Alexa? Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That
and
would...
she shows up in like a gator.
Yeah.
Because they're banging on the side of the.
Yeah. Oh my God. The critique. is she's so funny.
Love it.
And she's so like your best friend that is just. Mm-hmm. Unfiltered.
On the left here, we have a woman getting railed by a werewolf.
Excellent like, form.
Yeah. Yeah, she just loves it. I was hoping that when we first met the sword, I was like, is she in the third book? But maybe like later on down. Yeah. Like,
well, Kimberly Lemming has been sharing a couple of quotes from her next book that she's writing right now.
The fourth one. Is she going to keep with this universe?
I think so. It's the Mead Mishaps.
Yeah,
like, series. Yeah.
Yes.
And so everyone is excited because it seems like maybe Alexis will be the main character.
I would
in
love
the next
that.
One because now she can move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She can
float
now.
She can move by
now.
The end. She's like, I can move, bitches. She's
yeah.
Like, watch me now. I love
That's
her.
So funny.
I know. She was really. Snarky and like irreverent. Like, can I go to a beach party? Can we just go down to the beach?
Yeah.
Can
at the beach?
The beach? The beach, the beach, the beach. Will men be in tiny shorts? Can we go where there will be men in tiny shorts?
Yeah. She just is your like, She's the friend that you take on all your adventures with you.
Because
she's open for anything.
Yeah.
And she's also capable of defense.
Yeah. She's like, hello, stab me into this guy. Like,
yeah.
Let's
Hello.
Go.
Utilize the, my sharp sides.
The giant lobster that they all eat afterwards.
Yeah. So I listened to this a couple weeks ago and only made it I normally listen or read them twice so I can remember them. So you'll have to kind of refresh my memory on the like plot. The women get stolen. That ends up being men, just regular.
The ghoul things were creepy. They were like, hello.
That would talk.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
That and was scream. Super creepy.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's a short book.
Yeah.
It's super short.
It's only
short.
5 hours, but I was listening it really fast.
So, like, it's the bad guys in this one are a cult.
Of men.
Of
human.
Men.
Yeah. Of incel men.
Incel men.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's an
I do want to say she does again talk about like the representation of the intimacy with hair, because when she's talking with Cinnamon about shaving Fallon,
yeah,
and then they talk again about doing really anything with like hair with each other. And I liked that she reiterated that again.
Yeah.
Because that's something I don't think about that I think is really interesting.
Yeah. Because Cinnamon's mom shaves her dad's
face. Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, well, we must share this. And she's like, you don't have facial hair, honey. And he's like, well, we're going to do it anyway. Yeah. Shave my head. And she's like, no, your hair is like important.
And so they
don't cut your hair.
They're talking about their braiding and she's like, I'll braid to help each other.
All right. Yeah.
And that, I love that.
I think my favorite part in the whole book was when she's escaping the bad guys at the end and she yeets another love potion at the monster and holds the other guy in front of her. And he's like, Chad, don't run from our love. Okay, that took care of those two guys. We can open a bed and breakfast together. He's like a scary monster. Like, I literally howled laughing at this book.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun.
Loved it.
Yeah, I just because of my personal preferences, liked it for more than the first one.
We got more kinky. Like, we got more sex.
Maybe that's why. It was way more kinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, haven't read a lot of tentacle moments.
Yeah.
And so I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting.
And it was all on the fly. And he's like, bondage. I saw you had a cracker and shifter book, so I'm going to go ahead and... This is a fantasy of yours, right? I'm going to work with this.
Oh my gosh. It is so wonderful to see men interested in their partner's interests.
And he does all of her chores.
I don't know if I've ever been with someone that was interested in what I was interested in.
Nope.
Why? Is Matt interested in your interests?
I mean, we have a podcast together about...
God damn it.
Yeah, they're fated mates.
Fuck that.
I don't think I've ever even told anyone my interests, to be honest with you.
Hannah, but if they ask, are you like, that's too intimate of a question? Shut your mouth.
No, I get very upset. Like, don't talk to me.
Please don't ask me what I like.
You probably don't want to get made fun of.
You know what I like?
I mean, that's why I started the podcast.
If someone...
cool stuff that you don't need to know about.
Yeah, I read a lot of books. Well, what kind of books do you read? Do you know about blue aliens?
Yeah.
And green orcs? And recently I've gotten into this book called Get in My Swamp. You know,
it should be a good litmus test for a boyfriend. Just give him one of the quick ones and be like, if you can read this, and then we'll come back and discuss
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah, and it doesn't, doesn't have to be one of the neon books.
No, just a little jaunt.
Like, I accidentally eat a love potion would be a good one.
Leona.
Yes. Yeah. Because he does her chores. She wakes up and he's like, I helped her around the house.
But Felix is like... God tier boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, but you can have expectations.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I want is someone to take the trash out to the curb every Tuesday.
Without asking.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask.
You know how I am about the trash. You know how I am about the trash.
Literally, if Kate had someone to take her trash
my world would change my life. I will literally have to be staring out the window on a Monday waiting for the garbage man so that I could ask him to take the trash that's also in the recycling bin. Because it's been five weeks since I was able to get my trash out last week and the week before.
You can ask them to come and get it for you.
Wait. Will they get the garbage so I don't have to pull it out to the street?
Yeah, they come up and take my barrel down.
They take your barrel down?
Yeah, I actually called and asked them to stop. Because it was creeping me out. Because I would be doing stuff and I'd see them in the carport, like checking my.
Because the woman that lived here before
was elderly.
What? Oh. It's not far from the street.
No,
it's only 15 feet.
It's She just cannot. Remember the day.
Yeah,
yeah. And I accidentally put that burden on the children last time too. And then they forgot, and I was like, I'm scarring them because I asked them to help me remember the trash, and then they failed. And I was like, it's not your responsibility.
See, we all need a Felix, is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah. I need a Felix.
Felix would be like, I did it already. I took it to the dump. Yeah, didn't even
and
wait
then
for
he
the
would
day.
Be like, hey, babe, I saw you reading this book, and I read it too. Do you want to go do that?
Lamb.
And I would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we I get do that, want to.
We get that one moment of miscommunication done right, where it's after the... Like, it's after the final climax where mm-hmm. he accidentally bites her because he's freaking out a little bit.
Oh, right.
And she gives him the antidote, and then he doesn't want to talk to her. And she thinks it's because he's realized she's not his mate.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's because he bit her and she's mad at him.
And he took her agency.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
make that choice for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not annoying.
No. It's like that. And that's really brief because then he's
so
she's
short.
Like, why are you not? Are you done with me then? She's like, I guess we're not mates, so we're done. And he's like, what are you talking about? That's not what this is about.
Yeah.
He's like, I took your choice away and I'm really sorry. And she's like, it's cool. It's what I would have chosen anyway.
Fine.
Like, yeah. thank you for being upset about it, but like, okay. We're yeah. through it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not annoying.
Yeah.
I can't do miscommunication. Nothing will turn that will turn me off
not
of the book
for
faster
a long
than
period
a, than
of time.
An unplanned
yeah.
pregnancy.
Yeah.
It is. And I love when like that the scene that the lines that you read out. I love when an author is so self-aware that they name in the book what it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, we're all here together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I took your agency. Thank you. Yes, it is. Yeah. Thank you for the clear communication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're clearly not on the same page. Let's talk for a minute
and
figure
now
out where we're going.
Now it's okay. And I'm so glad she's going to be a werewolf. I want that for her. Because
yeah.
I would be the person that's like, yes, I would love to be
Be able
fae.
To defend myself and be powerful.
And live yeah. as long as you.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love that for myself. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be another creature? I do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Don't have to think
Turn
about it.
Turn me. Right. Turn me now.
Turn me now. Is it going to hurt? I don't care.
Except now she's lactose intolerant.
Wait, no.
Aren't all werewolves lactose intolerant?
No.
We don't want that for her?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
This is like in the... Wait, what was it that
no.
well, in the first book where
no.
you had to kind of decide for us where it was going to go? Oh, that we just decided
yeah.
that she was going to live as long
yeah,
as him.
Cinnamon is now immortal. It's
yeah.
Fine. Yeah,
yes.
It's fine.
That's just God, how it goes.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot kinkier. It was.
The Chads were funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we learned more about Maiva. Maeva,
yeah.
Because we find out Maeva was actually possessed by this other evil, which the evil didn't go away when mm-hmm. we defeated Maeva. So that was what the giant lobster thing was.
So when they ate the lobster, did they also eat the evil?
I don't think so, because the evil was the
was
thing that was...
spelled out.
Yeah, and it was the thing that was communicating with Bree, remember?
Was it like, a saltwater lobster?
I don't
like,
know.
Or is it like a gamey crawfish lobster?
I mean, they were at the ocean.
Okay.
They so. Had a beach party.
Yeah.
And they Alexis did, was excited.
And they did the giant lobster.
Yeah.
That is, like, guys, I just can't imagine a better situation.
They're like, well,
what
we've
could
got
be
this
better?
Giant lobster. What are we going to do with it? And they're like,
bowl.
Cinnamon.
Do a bowl.
We're going to eat this, right?
Pull out your snack pocket. Yeah. It's time to go.
We're going
to
eat this.
Move the flap aside.
Move my set.
My snack pocket. My snack pocket aside.
My snatch.
My snack snatch.
This movie, it was just so good. It was so cute.
Yeah.
There was no moment where I was like, oh no. And there was just
enough
stakes.
And it's quick. And yeah, it mm-hmm. is. And I just really love the main characters so much individually.
Yeah.
And then for them to come together. I love that Bree is like so solid alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She's like, I'm kind of done with dudes.
Yeah.
I love that the human men, she's like, yeah, there's so many of us deciding to just not get married.
Yeah.
To just not even try anymore. And then they're blown away by these beautiful demon souls.
Yeah.
That's what we're waiting for, Kate.
I know. That's why I have
we're
no
waiting
qualms.
For the ship to
Where
come into
are
port.
Where are you guys?
Yeah,
Where
literally.
Where are the demons?
Literally the demon pirate ship to come into port.
Yeah.
And
yes.
just disgorge a bunch of really hot, really
Everybody
nice
will be
men.
Running away and all of the book girls, I'm here.
I volunteer.
I volunteer. I am here. Let me tell you about myself. Who's my mate? Who is my mate?
Who is my mate?
I'm ready to be mated. and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
As long as I'm not some sort of sacrifice. I'm fine with it.
That's true.
Yeah, I did like that she was scared of his werewolf form for a little while, too.
Yeah, he was scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it wasn't just like, oh, it's fine. It was like, okay, Bree was human, and demons have been the bad guy her whole life.
Right.
And so it wasn't so immediately like, boop, got it.
Can you explain how you pictured him?
Kind of like the werewolves from Underworld, where they're kind of on two legs.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Like, they're scary looking. Yeah.
Like, really tall and really, like...
scary.
Yeah.
But blonde.
But blonde.
Yeah.
But a golden retriever. He has, like, soft ears,
on hind
too.
Legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first, I thought they were, like, a wolf. But then when he would do something, like, standing. He pulled her clothes, he grabbed her, you know.
They're
like,
standing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's definitely...
because he's wearing an apron when she wakes up. Because he's cooking her breakfast as a wolf.
Yeah. I love that he just, like, prowled around her house for a while before he decided to go in.
Yeah.
And then before he decided to watch her sleep, and before he decided to cook, and before he read all her books, so he knew what she was into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need to be imprinted on, because I need somebody to love me even if I don't love them back. I don't need your love to be based on my love.
I think this book does something, and I wanted to kind of talk about it a little bit, because, you know, consent is such a conversation, right? In a way that in the last 5-10 years that it, you know, we're just all different types of consent and dubious consent and consensual non-consent and all these things.
Yeah.
And he kisses her before she says yes.
Mm.
But it seems okay because we have seen inside her mind where she's like, that's the most handsome man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So there's this like subtext of consent, right? Versus him just, you know, because if he was not as attractive, it wouldn't have been okay.
Yeah. And I think that it, like, subconsciously, I mean, he picked up on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If she was like,
but she fears the intimacy, which is where the shun comes from.
Yeah.
Which goes back to what you were saying. Like, I think if you really get into the gritty of it, it's the fear of the intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you don't want it, but you just need someone that's constantly like kind of pushing at you.
Yeah.
And he does, like, you're a black cat.
Like, I need you to make it happen.
That's what the whole tentacle scene is, because she's like, I don't want to do this. And he's like, maybe we just...
tickle.
We just start a little slow. Like, what do you mean slow? Okay, well, I can wrap you up with the tentacles a little bit, and then she's like, it's not so bad. And he's like, okay, maybe we go just a little bit, like another step further. Yeah. And so
he can control them with his mind,
and he does push her through.
Yeah,
like their first moment of
intimacy. He like talks her through it too, in like a very like I'm the leader way.
Yeah, not in like a push, like she's absolutely saying no, stop. It's like, I know you're saying no, but I'm sensing that is like a reaction that you're having and not what you actually want.
Right.
And I think if she had put her foot down and
shame,
been like,
you're telling yourself no because
you think you're supposed to.
You're supposed to say no, but you want it. Mm-hmm. But that's such a dangerous line for men to walk.
It is. And I would never ask a man to try to walk that line or to try to know that.
Yeah.
But it is like a fantasy that I have that you would just know.
I mean, that's why this
that
is
you
a
could
fantasy.
Read my mind.
Yeah.
That's why this
is
a
fantasy.
My mind
right.
Because we're seeing in her head, and we're seeing that she's like, oh, thank God he's doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I want. And I think if at any point she'd gone like, no, stop, please don't do this.
He would have stopped immediately.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing is we get this glimpse of her wanting it. And then also kind of like, it's almost like when she does shut it down, Cinnamon in the first book. It's like, girl, why are you shutting it down? Why are you being so avoidant towards it? Like, you want that. That is what I
Fallon says to Cinnamon in the first book. In their first encounter, he goes, it sounds like you kind of want me to take the burden of choice away from you. Does that sound okay? Like, he's getting permission to take her choice away.
Yeah.
Which is
consensual non-consent.
Yeah. Well, it's like creating a scene.
Yeah.
It's creating like a a scene for them to walk, like, go through. Like, if you were in a kink community, that would be considered, like, a scene. Like, right, we agree ahead of time. I'm going to be seeming to take your consent away.
Mm-hmm.
But you're consenting to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's just, and like, for this moment. Is... Yeah. Like,
banana.
For this, isn't hers pineapple
Triceratops. That's mine, actually.
Mm. It's a good one.
It is.
You're not going to shout it otherwise, so...
Yeah. So if someone ever calls you and tells you that they've kidnapped me and they've got my voice, ask for the password and just Triceratops. Okay. Everyone out there.
All of you.
All of you.
Take notes.
20
take
of note. You.
All 24.
Yeah. And I think that's why we work these things out in books. Because if this happened in real life, it would be mildly horrifying. And this is as close to the line as I like to walk.
Yes.
Any further than this, and I'm like, no.
Well, and that's why I wanted to kind of unpack a little bit why this feels okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there are other books where I'm like, nope, no, that's not it.
I think because to me it feels like a kink scene. It's like for the time that he has control over these tentacles, this is what my rules are.
Sure.
And once the tentacles go away, all the rules go back to the way they normally are.
Right, right, right.
And
it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why it works. It's why I wasn't immediately like, huh, no. Whereas some of the books we've read, I was like, no, she said no. She clearly said no. She didn't mean yes. She meant no.
She meant no. Yep.
Kimberly gets it.
Yeah, she does get it.
Yeah.
And I think she does it well. And she makes it feel like there's levity to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm never scared.
That's why we're in her head.
I'm never like, I'm never like,
I think if we were in Felix's head, it wouldn't feel great.
Yeah.
But we're in her head, so we're getting like, wow, that feels amazing. Like, I'm really...
Mm-hmm. I'm along for this ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we do switch to his point of view during the tentacle scene.
There is a part that's from his.
Yeah.
But that's fine because we've already been in her
head. It's him showing how reluctant he's doing it.
Are the tentacles, like, what do they look like?
They're shadow. Aren't they shadow tentacles?
So they're just like shadows?
I pictured... octopus tentacles.
I mean, go with whatever.
With like little, but they change shape.
Yeah.
Some of them have suckers on the end.
They do have suckers. I didn't know.
Yeah.
What about his knob?
The
knot is a thing. And have you finished Bride?
I haven't even started it.
Oh, yeah. Knotting's a thing. And I didn't know it was a thing.
I didn't know until I read Bride.
I didn't know until I read Bride too, but then I saw the TikToks of all the women being like, you can tell who's read fan fiction before, or like the Omegaverse. I think they're all dogs.
But I don't know.
It's an interesting thing that does happen, you know, keeps you connected while your bodies respond. Yeah. So like balloons up and stays in. So you can't pull it out to force procreation.
Yeah.
Got it.
Forced proximity.
Forced proximity.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just have to kind of chill together until it.
I'm going to start. Yeah. Like a balloon. Like you just let the balloon go.
Yeah, the balloon knot.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, sometimes you just want to stay together.
Yeah.
Just. Leave it in there for a little bit.
Yeah. Don't run away.
Don't go away. Yeah. Just lay like this.
Mm-hmm. You have to talk afterwards. You're forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your knot has expanded.
Yeah.
That's for book club, too.
And Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who writes Bride? Since we recommended it, we should throw our name out.
Yeah.
And I'll cut out the spoilers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. What do I find it on? Oh, Audible. Hold, please. I will find it in my library. Allie Hazelwood.
Allie Hazelwood.
Bride by Allie Hazelwood.
I was going to say Hazel Alleywood.
That's so close.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It's real smart. The main character is really smart. I liked it.
Cool. I'm excited.
They don't say that very much. That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
She wasn't annoying.
Yeah, she wasn't annoying.
Sometimes I find...
Not just book smart, but like she makes... good decisions, and she thinks on her feet, and it's always more fun when a character is like keeps up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and we don't have that long like, no, I don't know what's happening, I have to faint on the bed for a while so I appear feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
Yeah. So I don't know how much more we have to say about this book.
I think just go read it.
Yeah.
Go read it. It's
and
awesome.
If you didn't read it already,
go
I'm sorry.
Go read it. And it's so good. Spoiler. Oh, spoilers.
We met more Usha.
Yeah, more Usha. I'm excited about this keeping on because there are, every time new characters pop up, I want Sunbeam's love story.
Yeah, and I want Usha and the Lamia guy.
Yeah.
Who's following her around and she's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The snake guy.
I don't want to talk about it.
I was thinking about that earlier. Like, yeah. I want all of their stories.
I want Usha's story because she's like, okay, everybody who's willing to kill up front, everybody who isn't in the back, let's go, bitches.
And they're
like,
anyone that doesn't have the tits to kill.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And they storm the Chads. I mean, they're basically,
Chad.
That's what they are.
Yeah. Don't run from our love. He's like, oh, fuck this.
Because they're like mad that the women don't love them. They're like, yeah, it's
because
y'all are dicks.
Well, and that's when Bree is describing why she doesn't want to end up with the guy down the road. It's because he's a misogynistic asshole.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So it's also like commentary on just society today.
It is a bit. On like how undesirable some men are because they're trying so hard to be desirable, but only performative for other men.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they really just like men. They don't actually really like women.
Right.
Amen.
Or view them as a whole person.
Yeah. I love the theme of the, I see it a lot online, the reluctant heterosexual.
Yeah.
Like I'm heterosexual, but not by choice. Mm-hmm. Like if I could be attracted to women, I would be.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that how we all are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but we're finally saying it out loud.
No, like 100%.
I'm furious about my sexuality. Furious. Hopping mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is
Felix
infuriating.
Is bi. Did we?
Yeah.
Felix
oh, he is. Oh, he's very fluid. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes men, I actually think that's really attractive, to be honest. Yeah. That it's more about the experience and more about a person than it is about
what you're working with.
Yeah. Yeah. Like their vagina.
Yeah.
Or their penis.
Yeah.
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 Love that.
Yeah.
Love that book.
Yeah, great book. And if she writes more, maybe we'll do the third one sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe when she comes up with the fourth one,
we can do another duet.
A duet.
Good idea.
Awesome. Yeah. What are you reading? What else?
About to start Bride.
What are you reading?
Well, we're doing the Bridge Kingdom next.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the Bridge Kingdom next, which there are three of those.
But we're just
doing the first two, which is Sarah's story. Anyways, we're doing Bridge Kingdom next.
Yeah.
What else are you
reading?
They're
on Kindle Unlimited, aren't they?
They are. And they're free. The Audible books are free.
Yeah, we're doing Godkiller this month for Godkiller by Hannah Kenner, I think.
Okay.
Her second one in that duology just came out.
Okay. What's
that
book about?
Godkiller and Sunbringer. It's really good. I don't know if we would like it or not, but it's a really good.
Is it a female written?
It's female written.
Is it fantasy?
It is fantasy.
Not sci-fi.
It's a world where you can make gods by your, like humanity creates gods by their intent. So like if you all want safe passage or whatever, god of safe passage might appear.
Yeah.
And then if you like everyone starts giving them offerings, like you can make them stronger and then they can gain powers and then they can actually do god stuff for you.
That's actually really scary.
And it like in the world that she lives in, gods are banned. They're not like... And so you can hire people to kill them because they are killable. And so she's a god killer, the main character, Kissin. And does she fall in love? Kind of.
With the god?
No.
Damn.
No, but it's a
not
real...
Not for me.
It's not
doesn't sound like it's for me.
It's a really good, like, she's a very, like, she's a brutal character, but she's also feminine. And so she gets to have a love interest and she gets to have somebody who's,
is
like,
there sex in it?
Yes. But not like
okay, maybe for
sex.
Me.
And there's a lot of really...
Maybe not. I'm just kidding. It sounds great. I'll pick it up.
There's a lot of great representation because like Kissin is whatever.
Is
fluid,
open.
Yeah. So she's...
Pan.
Most people are in the world.
Yeah.
So like her best friends are two women that are married.
Yeah.
She used to be in love with one of them. She ends up falling in love with a male knight or at least falling in like... camaraderie ship enough to be like intimate with a male knight guy, and like he likes her because she's like super competent and super good at her job, and she's like she has like scars and she's a person who kills gods for a living, and she's never focused on, like, she's missing part of her leg.
Oh, cool.
And so she has a prosthetic that she wears.
Like what part?
Like the bottom half of one of her legs.
I didn't know if it was like a chunk, like a shark bite.
No. And she has a prosthetic that she wears.
Have you seen, never mind. Yeah.
So anyway, it's really good.
Yeah,
it's just a good kind of a really short but rich fantasy setting with a ton of representation.
I will read that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I read When the Moon Hatched, and it was so long, and I thought that I was liking it. I thought I liked it. I binged it. I was like binging it. And then I started reading all the reviews, especially the one-star reviews, and I was like, oh, I did feel all those things.
Don't read the reviews.
Well, no, I don't mind. I still enjoyed that book. Like, I'm like, this book is for some people. This book is not for some people. But all of the things that the people who hated it, I also felt that. I just don't ever hate things.
Yeah.
I don't hate things.
Same.
I never feel that strong. I don't. It's rare that I feel that negatively about something. And I'm not sure whether it's just that I don't allow myself
maybe
to have
about books you don't.
Yeah, I just don't have. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, do I just not understand what it is that I like and what I don't like?
I've thought that too.
Because I think that if you are raised without having understanding of what you can and can't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you don't know, and you just like everything, and you're easily entertained, right?
I mean, it's not
but
a
if,
bad thing.
If you are always, if it's always an option to not like something, then you learn more about yourself. And I also think that sometimes people just are vibe readers. They're just there for the vibes.
Yeah.
And I think I've teetered along this line of, but I was definitely annoyed by the same stuff. I was like, that is annoying. I was annoyed by that, but not enough for me to be like, I hate this book. But I, I read Get in My Swamp, which we are talking about later on down the road doing some of these, some of these really spicy series that are, just like one book of each, like Ice Planet, My Orc books, Lady and the Orc, and then Get in My Swamp.
Yeah.
Which is a Shrek. Like, it's about Beck and Leona. And Beck is so hot. But what's funny is Get in My Swamp is a reference to Get in My Belly, which isn't Shrek.
It's Austin Powers.
Yeah. But it's the same voice because Mike Myers. Yeah. So I like that part about it. Yeah. Get in My Swamp.
90s deep cut.
Yeah.
Love it.
So I'm trying to think what else. I started Sanderson again. I started Away of Kings again because I just miss that universe. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Nope, I think that's all. Okay.
I think we're going to record a short movie episode.
Yeah,
so
join us.
If you want to hear it, I'm going to put them up on the Patreon. So you have to go and join the Patreon to hear more about us.
Which is $1.
It's in the show notes. There's a link in the show notes. Okay. The lowest tier is $1. $1 gets you access to everything but the Discord. So if you want to talk to us, that's $5.
Well, you can talk to Rachel.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Kate and Hannah can't figure it out.
You want to talk to me,
but
and Hannah.
But I can relay messages. I will TikTok. Happily relay messages.
What is?
If you want to reach me, I'll be available via
text message. My number is. If you want to talk to Hannah and I, you can talk to me on TikTok.
Well, anyway.
You can talk to Hannah.
It's
going to
be Feast,
Instagram.
Teeth, and Shatter. Go to the movies.
Okay.
So,
yay.
At
the movies. All right. Until next time, friends.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya. If you know what